Hello? Testing? I suppose it must be working. There's a little red light thing. Dear diary, I don't know if I'll keep this up. I'll give it a go. I don't think I've ever kept a diary before. Maybe I have, but just forgot. Anyway, hold up. This is me, Lucy Miller, recording me. Speaking into something that looks like, well, a bit like an old cassette tape. You remember those? Why am I asking? Don't even know who's listening. Maybe it's me Auntie Pat. Hello, Auntie Pat, it's you. You remember cassettes, don't you? Anyway, I just felt, you know, I just felt that I'm at the beginning of something. Well, something worth recording. This is like nothing that's ever happened to me before. I got sort of kidnapped by these people called Time Lords, apparently. They put me with this bloke called the Doctor. He dresses like a bit of a poser, but, you know, he's not that bad. In fact, he's dead good fun. Anyway, again. Why do I keep saying anyway? Anyway. this is really difficult to explain, but he's got a box called the TARDIS, and it can travel anywhere in the universe at any time. I know, crackers, isn't it? And we just defeated a load of Cybermen, sort of like robot people things. And I think I probably could have gone back to my old life if I'd wanted to, but I thought, stuff that for a game of monkeys.
Supernova!
Excellent! Hold position! Commence testing of the weapon immediately!
I obey!
Emergency! Another space-time craft has been detected in this vicinity! Identify craft immediately! It is a Time Lord craft! A TARDIS! Further information scans confirm it is the Doctor's TARDIS. The Doctor cannot be allowed to interfere. Prepare to annihilate the TARDIS. Emergency, the Doctor's TARDIS is launching an object into the supernova. Identify object. What is happening? Report immediately.
Object expelled from TARDIS has entered the supernova.
Supernova is collapsing into a black hole.
Shift.
Activate space-time drive! We must escape the gravitational pull of the black hole!
Space-time drive non-operational! We are unable to counteract black hole gravity!
No reverse thrust!
I obey!
Thrust not sufficient! We are being dragged into the black hole!
We will pass event horizon in.
Thank you.
Here it is. What do you think, Lucy Miller?
Has everyone got five heads?
At least. Makes a great gossip. Come on, keep going. We can make it. The TARDIS isn't far now.
This rain actually tastes like strawberries.
It isn't rain.
What?
It isn't rain.
Well, I mean, if it isn't rain, well, what is it?
Mucus.
You mean snot? Oh, ew, gross.
Keep concentrating, Lucy. Keep concentrating.
Okay. I'm concentrating. What am I meant to be concentrating about?
Anything you like.
What if I stop, you know, like by accident?
Well, every atom within a billion-mile radius will vaporize.
Oh, no pressure then. What's that mean?
I forgot to turn it on.
Okay, right. You want me to concentrate now, yeah?
Yes, please.
Blimey, you know, you're going to be the death of me.
Hopeless.
Came down somewhere around here, I reckon.
How can you tell? It's all just dark sky and rock. Can't even see my feet unless my helmet lights are pointing right at them. The tracker isn't registering anything.
It's just a feeling. I can sense something.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Thanks.
Oh, be careful, Jake. We've survived this long avoiding the things that live in this hellhole, trying to rip our guts out. Don't let's get killed just by falling over and smashing our visors, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Raz.
Listen, something on the tracker.
You're right. Hell, you're right. Let's just...
That way. It's that way.
Come on.
Watch your footing.
Okay. Hang on. I think I can see something. Yes.
Yeah. I see it.
Wow. It's a spaceship.
Pretty advanced design. Well, let's hope it's in better shape than our ship.
So, what do we do?
Do?
Yeah, I mean, we've no idea who might be in there. I mean, maybe they...
No, well, let's just think this through, shall we, Jake? We've been stuck in this place for longer than both of us can remember, with no hope of getting out, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I wake up and wonder whether I've just been dead this whole time. And we're imagining all this, the crash... darkness, the mind-numbing boredom and loneliness.
Okay. Nothing to lose, I get it. Nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Definitely fully powered. Oh, this is amazing. This could be our ticket out of here.
I'm going to transmit on all frequencies. Yeah?
Do it.
This is Jake Gulliska.
And Raz Callisto.
And Raz Callisto of the bioship Stembard. We are directly outside your ship. Do you read us? Over. Look, we think you crashed here just like us. We don't know where we are.
Or how long we've been here.
Yeah, or how long we've been here. Or how we got here, or how to get out. Your ship looks in much better shape than ours. Can you help us? Do you hear me?
Looks like an invitation to go inside to me. What do you think?
I think we just struck lucky.
Oh, blimey!
Oh. That's it. Door's locked. They can't get to us now.
Oh, cracky moly. They weren't messing about, were they?
Nope. Messing about is one thing the pirates of Helicus don't do when they suspect you of trying to steal their treasure.
You're not kidding. But we weren't trying to steal their treasure, were we?
Well, I was going to hand it in to the appropriate authorities, so not technically stealing. What's so funny?
Oh, I don't know. You did just all this. All this running around and escaping and stuff. It's just
what?
Well, you know, dead brilliant. Feels like my life as a temp is a million gazillion years ago now.
Probably is.
Oh, yeah.
Right, then, Lucy Miller, where to now? How's about...
How's about what?
Potluck.
Woohoo! Bada boom!
Follow the stars that will guide you back home, but look to the moon that will shine you the way. Set course of sunrise and sail across the ocean. You will return to your homeland someday.
What's that? It's nice.
Not sure. I must have picked it up along the way at some point. Keep a light bird on the rocks on the islands. Throw a wide net round the fish of the bay. Billow your sail through the storms and the lightning. Till you return to your homeland someday.
Aww. That was lovely.
What was?
What was that?
Oh, distress call, I think.
Got that pack up and sorted?
Yeah. Yep. That should do it.
Nice piece of work, isn't it?
You think it'll do the trick?
Well, they seem pretty sure.
Clever wee blighters, aren't they?
Oh, no. They've certainly made our lives a lot more bearable. That atmosphere bubble thing they set up was pure genius.
And now this lifeline thing.
Yeah, impressive tech. Impressive. You think it'll really get us out of here?
Worth a punt. Worth a punt.
Worth letting them have one of our ship's power stacks.
For a chance of getting out of this hellhole. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
All right. All right. Don't panic yet. It was a long way off.
I thought the Atmos bubble had frightened them away.
Me too, my friend. Me too.
Looks like we're safe.
No!
Run, Jake! Run!
Thank goodness you turned up.
The flying pests are breaching the atmospheric bubble!
Yeah, so it would seem. How the hell did they manage that?
This environment has caused mental damage to the creatures here. Their actions are not rational. They initially feared the bubble, but now they have become accustomed to it.
So they're just gonna keep coming?
We will patrol the perimeter and exterminate all intruders.
Thanks. Cheers. We lost all of our crew to the nightmare things out there. Picked off one by one. I don't want us
to
be...
We will protect you.
This lifeline thing, it's...
Have you completed the work?
Yep, all done. Power stack attached. We just need to run a few tests and it's ready to launch.
You have done well.
Are you sure this thing will work?
It will be targeted at a being who will help us all.
Being? What being?
The being is known as the Doctor.
Doctor? Well, I suppose we will need a checkup.
Continue with your work.
Right then. Hey, you okay?
Okay? No. I thought we'd seen the last of those flying things.
I know. But you heard. The Daleks will protect us.
Yeah, I know. It's just that... Every time I see one of those things up there screeching, I think back to when we first got here.
I know. It's best not to dwell on.
And I can't help wondering.
Wondering what?
Is that what happens to everyone who stays here long enough? Do we all become psychotic murderers in the end?
I don't know, Jick. But as I say, best not to dwell.
Sometimes I wish I was frozen with all that lot back on the ship. At least that way I'd be none the wiser.
Cherry thought. Let's hope this doctor the Daleks have so much faith in can really help us.
Dear Diary, me again. Of course it's me. Why am I saying that? Anyway, I'm only recording this now because something's not, you know, right. It's the doctor. He's gone all quiet. We received a distress call, he said. He set the controls. The TARDIS started doing all the usual stuff. But the doctor hasn't said a word since. Not a single word. And he doesn't even look like he's got a strap on. He just... Well, it's like I'm not even here.
Doctor! Doctor! Doctor!
This is it, Rez.
There she goes.
Lifeline now launched. Transmitting.
Are you sure this thing is going to work?
Report signal strength. Signal strength at maximum.
Sounds hopeful. What's the relevance of that box thing?
Tracking trajectory.
Looks like it's made of wood. Is that thing wooden?
Yeah. What is it?
It is the darkness, and it will save us all!
Okay, so we've landed. Where are we? That looks like space, and that bit in the middle is very... There aren't any stars.
Doctor, for goodness sake, will you just say something? Doctor!
Black.
I know it's black, no stars. Hey, you smoke?
Whole Cantaris.
Can what? Are you back to normal? You don't sound back to normal. Doctor? Doctor? Hey, hang on a minute, black hole. I've heard of them. They're bad things, aren't they? They're big bad things. Hey, hang on, you're moving us towards it. We're getting closer, Doctor. No, you've got to stop. You can't take us into that thing. Won't it crush us or something? No, stop that. You're making us go faster into the thing. Stop it.
Doctor, just stop it, will you?
You hit me. Why are you doing this, Doctor? You're going to crash us into that thing, into that black hole. What are you doing? Are you stopping us now? Have you finally come to your senses? What? Oh, no.
It didn't work then.
We gotta get back to our ship. They'll be safe there.
Will it?
I don't know. But what else can we do?
The Daleks just... they seem to have lost interest in us now.
Yeah. Maybe it's just their way. I mean, are they robots or something?
Dunno. I don't know what they are. I don't know why we even trusted them. Fact is, I feel like I don't know much.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Look, this will sound crazy.
Go on.
It's that I just realised I can't.
Can't what?
I can't even remember my own name.
Shoot. I thought that was just me. Can you remember my name?
I'm not sure. It's
Raz. That's it. And you're Jick.
Jick. Yeah. Thanks, Raz. Oh, that feels good. We got to keep remembering.
Have we?
What else is there?
We could, you know, put ourselves in the freezer with the sleepers.
Oh, I don't know about that. Hey!
What?
Look. What's that?
Oh, well, at least we're in one piece, I think. So where are we? Oh, is this what you're going to be like from now on? No more singing?
I wasn't here before.
No. Maybe this is what the Lifeline brought down.
Who are they?
I mean...
Oh, Doctor, what the hell's done this to you?
Couldn't it?
Why are you being like this? And how the hell am I going to get home if you've just turned into a zombie who likes crashing into black holes? Oh, pull yourself together, Lucy Miller. If there's one thing you've learnt from travelling in the TARDIS, it's that anything is possible. Isn't that right, Doctor? Hey? Yeah? Oh, come on, at least give us a smile. Well, if you won't give me any answers, maybe those people out there will. Now, where's the door control? Ah. And as for you, Dr. Zombie, you better come with me. Am I going to have to lead you by the hand? Yes, I am, aren't I? Oh, come on. Come on. Yes, that's it.
We should go and tell the Daleks.
Afternoon. Is it afternoon?
Oh.
I'm Lucy Miller.
Are you?
Yeah. Who are you?
Don't
mind me, zombie friend. He's just not feeling himself just now.
Raz.
Hey?
I'm Raz. I just remembered.
Okay, well, that's good. Glad you remembered.
And he's Jick.
Great. Excuse me while I just lock the door. I'm very security conscious. Key in your pocket, is it, Doctor?
Doctor?
Oh, yeah, thought so. And if you don't mind, I'll keep that in my pocket from now on.
Did you say doctor?
Yeah, I did. Right, first thing first, where are we?
You don't know either.
Oh, brilliant. Wait a minute. What are all those things there out in the dark?
What? Oh, no. Not the creatures.
Creatures? No. They look more like broken old spaceships to me.
Oh, yeah, those. We don't really notice them now.
You don't notice?
Yeah. There are loads of them all over the place.
Right. Blimey. And these creatures you mentioned, you don't seem too happy about them.
Yeah, what's happened to the people from the spaceships?
What's happened? Well, what is it that happened to them?
We don't know.
Oh, can I just check? We are in a black hole, are we? It's just that that's where we were heading when we crashed just now.
Thinking about it, I kind of remember something about crashing into a black hole.
You kind of remember? How long ago did you crash here, then?
Oh, dear. Long time. Probably.
If you don't mind me saying, you seem a bit vague.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens here.
I seem to remember seeing something on the telly about how black holes make time go funny or something. Is that what's affecting you two?
We forgot our own names earlier on.
Really? Blimey. But what's that got to do with time going funny?
To be honest, I kind of feel like I'm losing my mind. Don't you?
Jick. Yeah, I do.
Right. Well, that's dark, isn't it? Well, mind you, this whole place is dark.
Yeah. Seems like the only ones round here with any sense of what they're actually doing is the Daleks.
Hey, what? The Daleks?
Yeah. You know them?
Know them? Well, I know the bleeding bad news, mate.
Really? I think you got that wrong.
Wrong? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Are you two controlled by the Daleks or something? Are you on their side?
On their side? Well, they kind of helped us and...
They are right nasty beggars, you know. I mean, they don't help anyone. They just want to kill people, especially my mate the Doctor here.
We should probably take you to them. Sort all this out.
No way.
It'll be all right. I'm sure they said something about the doctor rescuing us all, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They did say something like that, didn't they? Isn't that why they sent up that lifeline thing in the first place?
Lifeline? The Daleks sent up a lifeline to get the doctor? I knew it. This is some sort of blinking trap.
Maybe it is. A trap that we, the Daleks, and everyone else here fell into. And now the doctor's going to get us out.
Yeah. I think they said he was the only one who could save us.
Well, blimey. This is crazy. But look, I mean, look at him now. He doesn't look like he's going to save anyone right now, does he?
I don't know. What does he normally look like?
Well, he normally has a lot more to say for himself. Let's just put it that way.
We really should take you to the Daleks, I reckon.
No way. Seriously, look, no way, guys. Trust me.
But we just met you, and we've known the Daleks longer.
But have you, though? I mean, you've just said you're a bit vague. I mean, that this place makes you vague. That's what you said. I've just got here, so it's not affecting me yet. You know, so you can trust me more, can't you? I'm thinking straight and you're not, yeah?
Well, maybe you're right.
Yes, I am. And the Daleks are bad guys. Trust me. You have got to trust me.
Tracking new arrival. Tracking.
Come on.
That's them.
We've got to get out of sight. Come on, please. This way. Help me with the doctor. Come on. Oh, come on, doctor. Pick your bleeding feet up, will you?
TARDIS located.
Get down, guys. Get down behind the rocks. That's it. Doctor, get down. Oh, look, he's not that tall. Go on, just push him behind that rock. Yep, there. Right, now stay there.
Our plan has succeeded.
The doctor has come to our rescue.
Doctor!
Now that's weird.
You see, they're pleased he's here.
Maybe these are different to the Daleks you've met before. Maybe these are nice ones.
Nice Daleks? Don't be daft. Oh, blimey, if only the doctor was talking, he'd convince you, wouldn't you, Doc? Hang on, where's he gone?
He's over there, with the Daleks.
Oh, no. No, how did he...
It is the doctor. You are our saviour. Come with us.
Oh, blimey. He's gone with them. Willingly. I can't believe this. No. Doctor, this just isn't you.
Oh, God. Isn't that proof that we were right about the Daleks?
What? No. No, it blinking isn't. No, this is all mad. This place is mad. And it's driven you and the Daleks mad. And the doctor. He's gone all funny in the head or something. Oh, God. This is going to drive me bonkers.
Are you sure it isn't you who's bonkers?
What? Hey, shut up. No. I mean, yes, I'm sure it's not me. Oh, come on, look. You're space people, aren't you? Surely you've heard of the Daleks, haven't you? Think as hard as you can. Just try to remember. Concentrate. You must remember the Daleks and all the terrible things they've done. You must.
Well, I'm not sure. Are you, Raz?
Well, no, I can't quite...
Can't quite remember? Not sure? Well, that's good enough for me. That means you're not sure they're the good guys either, doesn't it?
Well,
Makes sense if you think about it.
Well,
So, what we need to do now is get as far away from the Daleks as possible and we work out a plan, yeah? We've got to work out a plan to get the doctor back. What do you reckon?
Well, we could go to our ship.
Are there Daleks there?
Only the sleepers.
Sleepers? Are they Daleks?
No, of course not.
You seem pretty sure about that. Well, that's the first thing you've sounded sure about since I met you, so that's good. They're important to you, then, these sleepers?
Yeah, the most important thing.
Good. Well, concentrate on the sleepers. Keep thinking of them and take me to your ship. And then we'll figure out how to rescue the doctor and get the hell out of here before I turn into a flipping zombie brain too. Come on, lead the way.
Enter. to Cantares, and now you will deliver us from this place.
Is that your ship?
Yeah, that's the Stenbard.
It's enormous.
Well, there's a lot in it.
A lot of what?
Sleepers.
Oh, them, yeah. You mentioned them. What exactly...
The creatures have spotted us.
No second thoughts. Never mind. Tell me about the sleepers when we're inside. Yeah? Oh, a bit dark in here, isn't it?
We're on low energy mode because we had to give one of our power stacks to the Daleks.
Why? Did they threaten you?
No. They just needed it to launch the lifeline.
Oh, yeah, that. The thing that probably dragged the doctor and me here too. Great. So, tell us about these sleepers.
They are our mission.
Okay, and?
They are cryogenically frozen plant and animal life. Beautiful. So many species.
Yeah, really beautiful. We worked on collecting them for years. Research, nurturing, studying.
Oh, why do you need them?
To populate a colony world we were heading for.
What world?
Can't quite remember. Can you, Jick?
No, I'm Raz. You're Jick.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You two really are in a bad way, aren't you? I mean, if you can't even remember your own names.
What was your name again?
Oh, blimey. Lucy. Yeah, I'm Lucy Bleeding Miller, and I travel with the doctor, yes. Oh, flipping heck. This place really gets to you, doesn't it?
So, what do we do now?
Right, first thing, we've got to get the doctor back from the Daleks. Second thing, we've got to find a way to snap him out of whatever they've done to turn him into a blinking zombie brain. Yeah.
Doctor, this is your device. This came from your TARDIS. And created this black hole?
Yes. Yes.
It is the darkness. Connect to power stack. Prepare the darkness. Prepare the darkness. Prepare the darkness.
All right. If you two can't remember anything that's happened, haven't you got anything on this ship that, you know, does that for you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like one of them black box recorders they have on planes.
Black box?
You know, they record what went wrong.
What went wrong?
Why, you crashed. You must have something clever here that holds all the information. I mean, what is all this stuff? It looks like futuristic computers and...
Yes, that's it. The ship's computer.
Oh, does it work, though?
The AI interface should...
AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah, AI. Yeah, you've heard of that. Like a really smart computer.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you switch it on? Don't tell me. You can't remember.
Sorry.
Well, if it's meant to help you in emergencies, maybe it's, you know, really easy to switch on. Like, a big red button, or...
Maybe, but...
Or, like, you know, voice activated. Yeah, like computers on Star Trek and stuff like that.
Star what?
Oh, never mind. Hello? Computer, hello? This is an emergency. Nothing. Rubbish.
Power increasing. The darkness. The darkness.
Hang on, it won't recognise my voice, will it? You try.
Try what?
Speaking to the AI. Say hello, or this is an emergency, or something.
Hello. This is an emergency.
Dire, big, fatal emergency.
Dire, big, fatal emergency.
AI interface responding. Emergency protocols.
Brilliant!
Dire, big, fatal emergency. Auto-destruct sequence initiated.
What? No, stop it!
Your voice is not recognized.
Quick, tell it to stop!
Stop! Don't auto-destruct!
Auto-destruct cancelled.
Oh, blimey. Your computer's gone as bonkers as everyone else here.
Your voice is not recognised.
Yes, I got that. We just want a bit of information, that's all.
You cannot access mission-critical information.
What's that?
I cannot tell you.
Figures. Jick, Raz, ask it where we are.
Where are we?
Observe.
Wow. Serious 3D graphics.
You have asked this question a total of 3,022 times before.
That's a lot of times, blimey.
But I shall answer it anyway. The bioship Stenbad is currently located on a planetoid which is held midway between the event horizon of a black hole and its center.
What normally happens when you fall into a black hole? This sort of sounds impossible. Oh, Rick, Jazz, ask him.
Who are Rick and Jazz?
Oh, whatever your flipping names are, ask the AI thingy.
Ask it what?
Oh, what normally happens when you fall into black holes?
What?
Normally.
Normally happens.
When you fall into a black hole.
Yes, that's it. Well?
Current information indicates two main possibilities. Objects entering black holes can be crushed in the singularity or potentially propelled into another universe.
Then why the heck are we stuck here?
Because we are in the cradle of the darkness.
Eh? Blimey, you answered me then, didn't you?
That information is not mission critical.
Yeah, but it's flipping weird, though.
Doctor! The darkness is now linked to you as it is to us.
I understand. I see it.
These are your instructions. You must take the darkness into your TARDIS. You will then link to your ship's telepathic circuits and compel it to radiate sufficient temporal energy to free us from this black hole. Do you understand?
I understand.
I don't really understand any of this, but it sounds like there's no hope of escape.
No hope? Shut up.
But we've seen this darkness. It's all around. There can't...
No! I'm not having that sort of talk, you hear me? I won't have it. Everything's just crazy in this place. We're all losing our blinking minds, and even your computer's gone bonkers. I mean, who ever heard of a computer talking about being, what was it? In the cradle of darkness? It's bat-poo crazy, all of it.
Maybe. But if we can't think straight...
Our only hope is the Doctor.
That's what the Daleks said. So perhaps we should just go to them.
No. But yes.
You've changed your mind about the Daleks?
No way, but yes, we have to go to them to get the Doctor.
But he willingly went with them, you saw that.
I know that. Oh, look, will you just shut up for a moment? Sorry, Doctor, but I'm trying to think, and it's just difficult, that's all. Oh, I need some space. Oh.
No, you mustn't go outside. It's dangerous.
Maybe one of us should go after her.
It started, hasn't it?
What has?
Don't you remember getting as angry and afraid as that?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I just got a flashback then. That's what happens first. You get afraid and angry, and then everything just sort of starts to fade away.
Come on, calm down, Lucy Miller. Get a grip of yourself. Get a grip. This place. Is this it? How it all ends? Oh, God. Dear Diary, who's going to find you in the middle of a black hole? Maybe one day you'll fall through into another universe or something. One day, maybe someone with three heads and an elbow on the end of their nose will pick up this little cassette thing and play it back. And what will they think? What the hell's she going on about, probably? Oh, but if this really is it, the end of me and the Doctor, then I just wanted to say it's been pretty flipping brilliant. I mean, I don't know, maybe it would have been better if I'd stayed in me whole life, going to work, having a laugh with me mates, Auntie Pat coming to the rescue at Christmas, all that. But since I didn't really have a choice, since I got dragged into all this, on balance, I reckon it's turned out pretty well. It's a funny thing, living a sort of life-or-death life. Fighting monsters, seeing alien planets and spaceships and stuff. Thinking about it, you know, it's sort of...
sort of addictive. Everything seems to mean so much more. Life or death decisions. What me and the doctor do, it sort of seems to count for so much. And I suppose I've got used to the life bit, but... well, I'd forgotten about the whole death thing. The consequences. But now here it is. Death. Staring me in the face. Hello. Oh! Right on cue, mate. I wonder how it'll happen. Maybe I'll just forget who I am. Maybe a Dalek will sneak up and get me. Oh, Doctor. Ooh, blimey! Oh, or maybe I'll die of a flipping heart attack. All right, Riz, Rack,
Raz.
Yeah, sorry.
What is that?
What? Well, this, just a recording thingy the doctor let me have.
What were you recording?
Me? Oh, nothing, just... actually, just a load of self-indulgent, self-pity and rubbish.
Did that help?
In a way, it did, actually, you know.
I probably went through that phase too. Not that I can remember. It's probably best just to let go.
Let go?
Of whoever it is you were. It's all over now. Who knows how long we've been here? Feels like forever. Forever of nothing.
Nothing? Now, hang on. You've got those sleepers of yours, remember?
Well, yeah. I do remember them.
Yeah, don't you see? They're important to you, aren't they? And you haven't forgotten them. And I'm willing to bet you never will, which means there are some things this place can't take away from you, yeah? Some part of who we are will always stay in our heads no matter what, if it's important enough to us.
What are you saying?
I don't know, I don't know, but maybe it's worth hanging on to what's important. And for me, that's the doctor. I believe in him. And if I carry on believing in him...
Yeah, what?
Well, maybe he's got a plan. Or maybe we can just snap him out of it, or I don't know. But I am not giving up on him, all right? He hates the Daleks too much for them to be able to control his mind. I'm sure of it. He'll fight back. I know it. I am not giving up on him. You hear me? I am not giving up on you, Doctor!
You think he can hear you?
No, you daft apus. I'm just trying to focus my mind.
On what?
I'm blowing up Daleks.
Blowing them up?
Yeah. Just like your bonkers computer tried to blow us up just now.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, if it can blow us up, then there must be something here that can blow Daleks up too. Doctor's carrying that wooden box thing.
I can't remember, but...
But what? Come on, try to remember, chick.
It was in the Dalek's control room.
Was it now? Was it indeed? Well, maybe it's what they're using to control his mind. We have got to get him away from that.
Are you sure?
No, but we can't just sit around here. Look, I bet they're heading for the TARDIS. Yes, that's it.
The TARDIS?
The blue box I came out of. Look, do you know another quicker way back there, where you found me? The Doctor and the Daleks were moving pretty slowly.
A quicker...
Look, just concentrate. Think of your sleepers, yeah? Sleepers? You remember them? Maybe if you focus on them, you'll be able to think better. Come on, think the sleepers.
Yes, the sleepers.
We must make sure they're safe.
Yeah. We've got to keep the sleepers safe.
Good, yeah, that's a start.
And come to think of it...
Yeah? Come on, you can do it.
There is a quicker way to your blue box.
There is? Brilliant. Well, come on then. Let's pick this thing up again. You lead the way, Jake, and let's get going.
We have reached the TARDIS! You will take the darkness into your ship immediately! Alert! Alien device detected! What is that device in front of your TARDIS?
No point asking him. He's never seen it before in his life.
Identify!
Lucy Bleeding Miller, the Doctor's friend. And you'd better back off, Daleks, or you'll find yourselves in a whole world of trouble.
Lucy Bleeding Miller, you will identify this device.
I was just coming to that. It belongs to my two mates here, Jazz and Rick. Or Raz and Jake. Anyway, come on out, you two.
Hello. Hiya.
Explain.
Explain what?
It's the auto-destruct thingy from their ship. And this gizmo I'm holding has the detonator button on it. Pretty neat, eh?
But TARDIS is your only means of escape.
I know. But don't you get it? I am holding the winning hand here. So release the Doctor from whatever weird mind control you've got him under.
We are not controlling his mind.
Now pull the other one. If it's not you, then who is it?
The darkness controls us all. Soon, it will control you.
Hey, what the heck are you talking about?
We have no choice. The Doctor must release us all.
No, you're going to release the Doctor. Release him now, or I'll blow you and the TARDIS sky high, and I mean it.
The TARDIS will not be harmed by the explosion.
Oh, yeah? I know the Doctor's always saying it's indestructible and all that, but consider this, Dalek face. This is a pretty weird black holey kind of place. Everyone here's going bonkers. Things aren't the way they're supposed to be, and the TARDIS crash-landed.
What is your point?
Can you honestly say you're sure my big bomb here won't blow it up?
Doctor, enter the TARDIS immediately!
He can't open it, even if he wanted to.
Why not?
Because I've got the key. Yeah. That's giving you something to think about, ain't it? So you Daleks, back off! Doctor, put that box down! I'm not joking, you know.
Detonating the device will destroy you.
Yeah, well, this place is driving me off bonkers and all. So maybe I'm just crazy enough to blow us all to bits, me included. Have you considered that? You two can come with us in the TARDIS. It's the only safe way.
No, we can't.
What?
The sleepers. We can't leave the sleepers.
But don't you want to get out of here alive?
It's our mission, Lucy. It's all we've got. We can't abandon them.
All those plants, all those animals, it's our future. It's what we sign up for. We can't just walk out on them.
But if you stay here, you'll just die with them. I mean, I'm offering you a chance to get out of here.
Do what? What would be the point?
I can't tell if it's this place that's making you say that. Or...
the creatures!
Oh, crikey, this place is a bleeding nightmare!
So many of them, they'll kill us all.
Alien life forms attacking. We must repel them. Exterminate them. Exterminate the creatures.
Come on, Doctor. We've got to get you out of here. I've got the TARDIS key. Come on, quick. Come on, Doctor. Drop that box and get in.
The Doctor and Lucy Bleeding Miller are escaping. Stop them.
Drop it. Drop the flipping thing. Let go of it. Please, Doctor, please. Look, if there's any bit of you that remembers me, please just look at me. It's me. It's Lucy. Lucy Bleeding Miller. Just drop it. That's it. Now get in. Wait a minute. I can feel something in my mind, something really weird. Something reaching out. It's that box, it's glowing. And it wants you, Doctor. It wants you, but why? What is it? What's this all about, Doctor? Is that why we came here, for this box? What, should we take it with us? Ah! Oh, get off me!
Auto-destruct initiating.
Oh, no, flipping heck. Now look what you made me do.
Destruct primed. Initiating countdown.
That was a lucky shot. Thanks, Mr. Dalek. Raz, Jake, run for your lives. Go! Go now!
Bye!
Bye! Bye. Bye.
Doctor, come on! Get in the TARDIS! Get in!
7
For crying out loud, Doctor! 5 Move, will you?
4
Get in!
3
Oh, thank God I remembered where the door control was. Doctor?
Scanner.
That box must be pretty powerful. The light from it is blinding. What's it doing, Doctor? Doctor? What the heck are you doing?
Temporal energy, setting them free.
Who, the Daleks? Did they get away or were they blown up?
Well, some of them got away. There were others in their ship.
You can't set the Daleks free, Doctor. You can't.
No, but look, there are other ships out there, masses of them. I can only free everyone from that place, including the Daleks. Everyone or no one. What's it to be, Lucy Miller?
Everybody dies or nobody dies, you mean?
Yes.
But how can you even do that? Can the TARDIS do that sort of thing?
I don't even know what I'm doing, Lucy. It's that thing out there. It's feeding energy to the TARDIS. I can feel it in my mind. But I don't remember anything. I just know what's possible.
But what is it? What's in that box?
I don't know.
Oh, blimey.
You have to help me, Lucy. You have to decide. I don't know what's right. Lucy?
You don't know what's right. Yeah, you're kidding me. You're not kidding me. But you are back to normal, yeah? No more Dr. Zombie.
Lucy, all I know is we are running out of time. Either I release the temporal energy from the TARDIS, or...
What, will you all blow up?
Something very like that, I think.
Okay. So you don't know what's in the box, but it can save us, is that it?
That's it, I think.
You think? And you're sure it isn't the Daleks making you do this?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure? Oh, great. Okay, then, yeah...
Lucy, it's now or never.
All right, then. Nobody dies.
You sure?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. Here we go.
Oh, blimey. My head.
You all right?
Yeah, sort of. Have I been asleep?
Well, you were snoring.
Oh, nice. And why am I lying on the floor?
I have absolutely no idea. But I was too when I woke up.
Oh, you look much better.
Better than what?
Now remember, you're all blank and not talking.
Really?
What's going on?
Have a look at the scanner.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
That, Lucy Miller, is the Centauri supernova.
Supernova? Is that like a black hole?
No, but it's bound to become one at some point.
So it isn't a black hole yet?
That's right. Why have you got a thing about black holes all of a sudden?
Because we were in a black hole. Yeah, I remember that.
In a black hole?
Yeah, don't you remember?
No.
Hey, what are those? Are they spaceships?
Yeah, they are. Hundreds, maybe thousands of them.
And they're getting away. Hey!
What? What have you seen?
Oh, yeah, I think that's Rick and Jazz or Raz and Jit ship. They made it.
Well, who are Rick and Raz and Jick? Who?
They were down there.
Down where?
With us in the black hole.
Lucy, it's impossible to be in a black hole.
With us and the Daleks.
Daleks?
What's the last thing you remember before this, seriously?
We received a distress call.
You don't remember the box?
What box?
There was this glowing box. The Daleks wanted you to bring it into the TARDIS.
Why?
I'm not sure. It was something about us all getting away.
Away from where?
That black hole thing that's not a black hole anymore. What's that?
There on the scanner. It's a Dalek spaceship.
See, I told you they were Daleks. And look, they're getting away.
And I set them free.
I think. I think you set everyone free. I think that was the only way. Oh, no, what are you doing? Oh, you're not going to make us crash into that thing again, are you?
What? No. The TARDIS never lies.
What do you mean?
I'm checking the control logs. And she is showing me... Oh, that's interesting.
That's one word for it. Blinking dangerous is another. Two words.
Yes, it certainly looks as though it was blinking dangerous. The TARDIS is showing that it somehow created a time bubble in a black hole. Well, that's impossible.
Isn't that your stock in trade? And didn't you say that supernova would become a black hole one day?
Yes, I did, yes.
Well, I'm telling you, it was a black hole when we were in there. So this time bubble thing you created... Oh, my God, you must have reversed time somehow.
But why?
Well, I have no idea. Oh, no, hang on.
What is it?
Oh, the Daleks. They said something about the darkness.
The darkness? Weren't they a heavy rock band?
Be serious.
No, they seriously were.
The Daleks said the darkness was controlling them and you, and that soon it would control everyone.
Sounds like a pretty heavy marketing campaign.
I am being serious.
I'm sure they were too. The Daleks are always serious about everything.
So, what do you think this darkness is?
Perhaps the essence of what was at the center of the black hole. Why did I say that?
Say what?
I don't know.
Don't know what?
I don't know.
I wonder where that box is now.
Box? What box?
A box? What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Something here is affecting our minds, Lucy Miller.
No, that can't be good.
No, it can't.
So, wherever we are, shall we just get out of here?
Yes, I think that might be advisable.
Where are we going?
As far away from here as possible, agreed?
Agreed. Let's do it.
Look to the moon that will shine you the way. Set course for sunrise and sail across the ocean. And you will return to your homeland someday. Keep a wide berth round the rocks and the islands. Throw a wide net round the fish of the bay. Billow your sails to the storms and the lightning.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Dalek Trap by Nicholas Briggs. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Lucy Miller, Sheridan Smith. Jick Geliska, Matt Lloyd-Davies. Raz Callisto, Amanda Hurwitz. And the Daleks, Nicholas Briggs. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Alan Barnes. Producer, Scott Hancock. Director, Nicholas Briggs, and executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.